I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. A public meeting is happening later today to discuss a planned reconstruction and roundabout project on U.S. 41 in Marquette Township. We found out all the details about what's going on with today's public meeting from Marquette Township Planner Jason McCarthy.
From 4:30 to 7 tonight, there's going to be an open house and an opportunity to have people come in and get their questions answered. We'll provide a presentation. The DNR will provide a presentation, and MDOT will provide a presentation on the detailed components of the proposed project in 2019.
And the project is what? For those who may not be familiar with it, it's a highway project, but there's even more. What's in the works?
Essentially, it's a boulevard extension from the Target Walmart intersection west to a point beyond Best Buy. And along with that, there'll be two roundabouts installed, one in each of those intersections. And as a community enhancement program, Marquette Township has been working in partnership with the DNR and MDOT to try and create a permanent safe crossing of the highway for recreation, motorized and non-motorized. Or I would say non-motorized, snowmobile component in the winter.
Sure.
And the ability to really connect our business community, our recreational trails, our safe routes to school, infrastructure, and just, you know, there was a lot of people that showed up at the township board meeting last night in support of the tunnel, trail advocates and otherwise. And it's amazing all the other opportunities that even I didn't think of as far as race routing, you know, the Margie Jessic, the Marquette Marathon. There's so many opportunities to have Marquette be even more enhanced.
And the tunnel that you're referring to is a multi-use or pedestrian tunnel sort of underneath the highway, right? Tell me about that a little
bit. That's correct. Yep. From last time we talked about the snowmobiles and pedestrians essentially going at grade over the highway, which is not an ideal situation. We would like to install something permanent for all people to be able to utilize in their travels. So, you know, it's a legacy project. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity to have all these people mobilized, working together to make this happen.
It would seem to me that if you're going to do these highway improvements, these upgrades, that this would be the time then to lay in this tunnel and that trail, correct?
It's true. There's a tremendous cost savings involved when you have all those construction companies mobilized and working on the project. It makes sense to do it at this time.
What are some of the things that are going to be talked about tonight by the township and the other officials that will be there?
Well, first of all, we've raised nearly $80,000 towards the development of the underpass itself. Of course, we received a $2.5 million federal grant from MDOT to construct the tunnel. Now we have to facilitate the rest of the matching funds for that. We definitely want to, I guess, exemplify the partnerships that have been created and recognize the people that have donated to this project so that the township board and other people that are making decisions can understand, you know, how much work has gone into this and how much collaboration and partnership has been developed.
One of the things that I find unique about this is obviously when you have a project like this, you've got a municipality like Marquette Township, then you have a state agency, transportation agency like MDOT, but the DNR is a factor in this as well. Why are they involved?
Well, snowmobile trail number 14 connects Big Bay to Marquette or vice versa. And, you know, it's a huge tourism component. We believe that there's opportunities to connect to the governor's proposed Belle Isle Trail, where it connects to North Country Trails. And the overreaching goal is to connect all the non-motorized trails in the area via a safe crossing of the highway. So this is a hinge point for sure. And it's a tremendous opportunity for us to, you know, further develop our non-motorized trail asset.
So again, what's happening when and where tonight?
Tonight at the Marquette Township Hall in the community room, we're going to have an open house presentation at 5 o'clock. It'll start at 4:30. Come on in. The DNR will have a table. MDOT will have a table. We'll have staff there to answer questions and to provide information in detail the proposed 2019 highway project.
That's the comments of Marquette Township Planner Jason McCarthy. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.